Аудиозапись номер 35 к упражнению 5.
William Shakespeare wrote his famous comedy Twelfth Night, or What You Will, in 1600. Two centuries later, Charles and Mary Lamb told the play in the form of a story for children. You're going to read the beginning of this story.
Sebastian and his sister Viola were twins, and from their birth they were so much alike that only the difference in their dress allowed people to know who was who. They were both born within 1 hour, and later in life they were both in danger of dying within 1 hour when the ship on which they were making a sea voyage struck a rock near the coast of Illyria. There was a terrible storm, and a very small number of the ship's crew survived. The captain of the ship, with a few of his sailors, got to the land in a small boat, and with them they brought Viola safe on shore, where she, poor lady, began to cry because she thought that she had lost her brother Sebastian. The captain, however, explained to her that he had seen Sebastian holding on to a strong mast, and so he hoped that the young man had survived. After the captain's words, Viola felt a little better, as he had given her some hope, and now considered what she could do in a foreign country, so far from home, and she asked the captain if he knew anything of Illyria. "Aye, very well, madam," replied the captain, "as I was born not far from this place." "Who governs here?" wondered Viola. The captain told her that it was Duke Orsino, a man of noble nature. Viola said she had heard about Orsino from her father, and that he was unmarried then. "And he is so now," said the captain. He added that many people thought Orsino was in love with fair Olivia, but Olivia, whose father and brother had died not long before, didn't want to hear about Orsino's love. Viola asked the captain to introduce her to Lady Olivia, saying she could be helpful to her. But he replied it was impossible, because Olivia refused to receive anybody in her house after her brother's death. Then Viola made another plan. She decided to become Duke Orsino's page. It was an unusual idea for a young lady to put on men's clothes and try to look like a boy, but Viola, who was young and of uncommon beauty, alone and in a foreign land, thought that men's clothes could protect her.